Welcome to No Pressure Zone, where conversation flourishes.
What's good, you guys? Welcome to another episode of I Seen It on X, Part 2. Bro, let me tell y'all about these crazy-ass videos I've been seeing on X. I'm going to start this first one off because I thought this first one, the first one I'm going to tell y'all about, I thought this video was very disgusting. Y'all already not seen the video. The first one was with the young lady that was at the store. It looked like she was at Walmart or somewhere. And I guess it was cold because, you know, you seeing people that was around, everybody had on, they had on coats and everything. I'm like, this girl, put this baby in the buggy, bro. And with no clothes on, basically, he had on clothes, but you know, he ain't have on that much. Meanwhile, this bitch, she got all types. She got her coat on, her jeans on, her little what you call it shoes on. I want to say, you little bald headed, hell for you. Why would I'm saying, bro, if y'all ain't gonna take care of your kids, bro, go, bro, let your parents do it, bro. Give them to somebody that's going to take care of them, bro. Because some of y'all is just fucking stupid as they fucking come. And then let's not even take it that. Because I know a couple of y'all going to be like, you don't got no kids, so you don't understand. And that's why your dumb ass is your ass is in. And this is what if bro, let me tell y'all something, bro. Because a person don't have any kids, that don't mean they can't tell you something, bro. Because every day there's something new to be learned. If a person telling you something, like, because some of y'all don't even know y'all kids slow as shit. Y'all don't know until people tell you. You got to tell people, like, bitch, your baby retarded. Like, you need to go get that check. You feel me? Or, you know, you got to tell people because, I mean, some people, bro, they be blind to the fact. Like, sometimes you can see people, like, if parents really notice their kid, they can tell what's up. Parents that be around their kid all the time, they know what's up. You feel me? Go fucking with their kid or their kid being bullied, they gonna fucking know. And nowadays, bullies ain't like they used to be bullies no more. Nowadays, your ass can end up on the internet and they can make a whole TikTok about you. That's why TikTok ass for to be banned right now. I'm saying, or your ass can end up on X like the rest of these kids that I've been seeing up on there. I mean, y'all kids, y'all. I'm saying y'all a retarded ass done got bad. I don't blame y'all. Like I said, I blame some of your parents too. Because some of y'all parents, y'all be defending the kid. And y'all know your kid be in the wrong at the end of the day. I know some people be like, that's my blood. I'm going to defend him at the end of the day. But when your baby wrong, your baby wrong. And then when the shoe is on the other feet and your baby become like, oh, my baby, that's my baby. I'm like, bro, it was your baby when your baby was out here doing wrong. Where was you at? Because people always come. They always come when there's a victim. And always have something to say good about the victim. Knowing why that person could have been the most evilest motherfucker around. You feel me? Y'all need to start taking heat. Like, a lot of y'all got badass kids. Y'all need to whoop that ass. And I don't mean get on the internet and video the shit. Nowadays, everybody get on the internet. They want to post every damn thing. Why is y'all on the internet so goddamn much? Like I said, times ain't like they used to be. Bro, I've been seeing all types of crazy stuff on the internet. And I mean, stuff, bro. I seen a girl get beat into a circle, just one girl. And it'll buy 15 other motherfucking girls and boys. It took all you little retarded motherfuckers to beat this one little girl. Poor little girl. Little girl, I hope you got brothers and sisters and cousins. And you need to go get every last one. They air creeping one by one and thumping across the head. And parents, I hope all the parents seen this. And matter of fact, they instead of y'all beating them, you know what? We gonna take it the white people way. We gonna, yo, you need to go press charges. Press charges on the ass. Because guess what? Understanding, when your ass get a record, when your ass is young, for some of y'all to get a fucking job. Start the pressing charges. Everybody, oh, they fucking too little to be going to jail. Fuck that. Press charges on their little retarded ass. People start to press charges on y'all babies for being hard-headed and what you call it. Oh, he didn't know no better. Bitch, please. You don't know no better when you round 2 and 3 and 4. But you can't tell 15 and 12-year-old don't know right from wrong. He, if his ass know hot from cold, press charges on his ass. Stop playing with people kids nowadays. You can't play with people. Because guess what? Some of the parents get slow too. Like, y'all see the shit. Shit, y'all can see y'all babies bullying. Y'all laugh about the shit. Some of y'all go, I'm saying, y'all just retarded as they come. Y'all so fucking gullible, bro. Y'all gotta stop being gullible. Because I've been seeing a lot of fucking kids on the internet. And you know what? And I can't just say it's just they watch call, because I done seen some of my nieces them get on the internet and do these little crazy ass songs and videos that they done seen. TikTok. That's why I be like, bro, you can't follow everybody. Because guess what? You're going to fuck around and follow somebody in the damn, into one of Diddy parties and fuck around and be fucked up. You do not want to follow nobody into a Diddy party, bro. And y'all keep on following the leader. Fuck around at a Diddy party. Bitch, be in that room talking about take that, take that, take that. Keep on playing. I'm saying, like, it's like, bro, shit ain't like it used to be when I was a kid, bro. When I was a kid, they used to give ass whoopings in school. Believe it or not, bitch, they gave ass whoopings in school back then, bro. I remember we had this guy. He was like a teacher in a campus advisor, whatever the fuck he was, bro. His name was Mr. Miles, bro. And Wesley Snipes, bro. And he had a fucking jerry curl, bro. A long-ass jerry curl, bro. And the bitch used to walk around with a ruler. Boy, he used to be, boy, when I say he used to fuck people up, boy, he'll thought you across your fucking head, slap the shit out you with a ruler. That's back in the day when the teacher used to beat you, boy. This bro, the man had a paddle, bro. If you was in my city and you was in Daytona Beach, bro, you know, if you went to West Side, you know about Mr. Mouse back in the day, bro. Mr. Mouse didn't fuck off. Play with him if you want to. Beat the shit out you. I ain't gonna lie, his wife was mean too. She was a nasty little son. I ain't gonna call her the B word, but she was a nasty. I mean, it's a lot of people. I mean, bro, I done seen a lot of shit. A lot of shit, bro. And nowadays, bro, the shit that I'm seeing now, I'm like, wow. I'm like, if some shit, like, when it went down like this, when we was kids, like, today, I was talking to the security guard at Halifax, and we was talking about, I don't know if y'all follow the news or not, it was a Caucasian lady, older lady, she was up there, bro. The lady went up there, her husband, he was ill, very, you know, terminally ill, bro. Like, he was on his way on out of here, and he didn't want to suffer, so him and her made a bond for him to go goddamn. For her to shoot him, you feel me, bro? She went up in Avant Health, bro, with a gun and shot like 3 times. Aimed it at the police, aimed it at the nurses and the staff and everybody. And you know what's crazy, bro? She pulled the trigger, but guess what, y'all? They didn't shoot her, not now time. Instead, she walked away with Let that would have been somebody black. Y'all better not take y'all black asses in these hospitals or anywhere with a gun. They gonna oven roast your ass. You'll be oven roast. I was like, bro, that's with any black person. I'm like, we know better. Even with the Capitol. Remember how they marched their ass up in there? There was one black dude there, bro. When they opened up and marched in that shit, you ain't, man, that nigga disappeared, boy. You ain't see him no more. Y'all ain't see him no more. After that nigga went away like Superman. Shit, you ain't see his ass. You ain't see no dot. They ain't following him. Because you remember when they first brought the camera through, you see your Uncle Tom ass. But then guess what? When that bitch went to breaking in, now yeah, boy, he was at home eating a sandwich. I'm like, yeah, you ain't want no part of that ass whooping. Because I was going to say, boy, you'd have been walking your ass. You couldn't. He even had to walk in there. His ass could have been on the street that day. They'd have been whooped off of his ass. I was like, black people know. Boy, y'all know. When they get right, I'm saying, too bad y'all don't know how to stick together. When y'all start learning shit like that, the world will be a whole lot a better place, bro. And then I be seeing a lot of, bro, on X, bro. I mean, like, it's so many videos that I could talk about and tell y'all, bro. But I mean, I'm trying to get to the ones that I seen that I thought was like mad wild. The big ass Gerber baby boy, bro, this boy was big as shit, y'all. He looked like he weighed about 300 pounds and he was beating on this little ass boy. He in high school. I thought this was somebody daddy when I first seen him. I was like, the fucking Gerber baby done growed up. I'm saying, he like, this little boy looked like the offspring of the Gerber baby. Look at the video. It's on X. He got on a gray fucking sweater. He big as shit. And I want to say, bro, what grade this motherfucker in? I'm like, the parents should have been pressed charges on his big. For one, he was too fucking big to be pushing that little ass boy around. That little boy was so fucking small and skinny, he just pushing on him. Wasn't nobody saying him and his other little goofy ass friend. He like, damn goof troops out this bitch. I'm saying they out here pushing on the boy. I'm like, I want to say somebody, I hope they parents whoop their ass. Those the kind of kids that don't just need punishment, honey. You can't just put a punishment on them. Them little SED fucking, I know a STD ass whooping on your ass. That's what they fucking need. The parents need to stop being so nice to these fucking kids nowadays. Because I mean, bro, y'all kids done got outrageous. Y'all done came so, bro, y'all need to chill, bro. Eat a sandwich and chill, bro. Because, I mean, y'all don't want to go out the house. Y'all want to bully people on the internet. Then a lot of y'all talking about, oh, we got ops, bro. How the fuck you got ops with a bitch on the internet? How is that an ops? Back in the day, bro, if a person, you ain't like a person, bro, back when I was growing up, y'all thump. It was hands, bro. Y'all, we can tell y'all kids nowadays, y'all don't got no. If y'all had hands, y'all would put these fucking guns down. Don't nobody want to hear about no fucking stick. A little motherfucker, if you would have been back in our day, somebody would have whooped your little ass. Whooped your ass and took your stick. You feel me? That's the way it used to go down back in the day, especially when a bitch was packing. Oh, boy, y'all ain't want to see packing, boy. I'm telling you, Florida got the worst packing. Every city can say they got a pack. Nah, bitch, you ain't get packed in Florida. Understand me when you get packed in Florida. You got to understand when I'm telling y'all about packers that I don't see here in my damn city, bro. I seen a whole neighborhood come out and pack one motherfucker. Bro, everybody, you ever go to these neighborhoods here, auntie here, great cousin there, and all them hoes got kids, bro, and a whole bunch of kids, a whole bunch of drama, especially when you got girls. You already know it's going to be drama when you got girls. I mean, it's some badass my little motherfuckers, especially like when you go Pine Haven. And I mean, them some badass kids. People got badass kids. Y'all need to be. Fuck what the law say, like I said, bro. Fuck what they talking about. That's why y'all kids is walking over y'all fucking now. You got kids like this bitch killing parents. Bitch, my mom and them used to threaten the shit out of our ass, beat the shit out of our ass. And, bro, I turned out good, bro. My mom and them raised 7 kids, bro. 7 of us. I'm saying we had some good times and we had some bad times. But I'm going to tell you one thing I can always say about my parents, them, bro. We always at the end of the day, bro. And it was always a roof over our damn head no matter what happened. My parents always provide, bro. You feel me? Now, I don't know what went down in y'all household, but in our household, my mom always made sure the kid, the husband at, she at, and all that, bro. We all at, bro. You feel me? We even had extra to feed other kids that came along. You feel me? Like, back in the day, everybody's like, oh, we're struggling. Back in those times, everybody struggled, bro. Oh, it was a recession. No, the fuck it wasn't. Not in my household, bro. At the end of the day, there was always food on my motherfucking table. Maybe not your table, but our tables, there was always food. I'm saying everybody struggled, bro. And y'all got to stop. That's what's wrong with the world, too, bro, is that we seeing everything. It was monkey see, monkey do. Kids, I seen a video with these little-ass kids, bro, with a fucking mic. Singing one of these Red Baby, whoever the fuck the little girl is, like the little girl with all these crazy ass songs, man, keep on coming out, and all the babies singing this shit and dancing to this shit. Y'all start letting y'all babies dance to that crazy shit. I'm saying, you know them girls ain't shit by looking at them, bro. Just look at them. I ain't saying they ain't shit, bro. Stop letting y'all babies listen to this ain't shit music. Only thing y'all doing is training y'all babies to grow up and be just like they look goofy ass. And 9 times out of 10, some of them celebrities, bro, they don't be letting their kids listen to that shit. They too busy trying to hide their booty from Diddy. You feel me? So, you know, y'all take. I'm saying, I've been watching X. I be trying to stay off X because X sometimes be a little racist at points. And I be have to get in on these conversations and be like, hey, don't go there. Do not go there. You're saying? Because everywhere you go, there's always going to be somebody that don't like your opinion. And that's why I created this podcast for, bro. Because every fucking opinion. My dad used to say, everybody have an asshole. You feel me? We all got one. You feel me? So, y'all make sure y'all check out the next podcast. Please like and subscribe. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for coming through, and God bless y'all.